And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Hello once again, and welcome to another hour of music, mirth, and merriment of the David Bowers Awards, simply because everybody who appears on our show is an automatic award winner, simply because we say so. This is an award show. There's so many of them. One more, heck, it won't even be noticed among the plethora of award shows around the world.
Pretty simple award show, too.
Yes, it is. Very simple.
Pretty simple.
If you have somebody or something you think is deserving of an award for a music-related occurrence, whether incredibly great or stupid, let us know, and we consider it, and we might include it in our show and make you an automatic award winner, too. So, hey, you never can tell. We've got a very special show lined up for you today. We've gone to extremes to come up with some interesting and special shows this year. We got another one coming up in a few weeks, but this one is one that we have been wanting to do for some time, and it finally happened that we have the material to do it. The gentleman we're saluting today is a previous award winner. He's been on the show before. He is an icon and a legend in American music, as a matter of fact, in music period, not just American music. And he has only his second solo album in a career that's, well, actually spanned over 50 years, over half a century. But this is only his second solo album, and this is a very unique album in a couple of ways. The gentleman we're saluting this week is Mr. Bob Shane, who is the only surviving original member, founding member of a legendary group called the Kingston Trio. And I know legend is a word that is tossed about pretty freely today, but in this case, I think it is more than warranted. Bob Shane is a legend among folk artists, if nowhere else. I tend to think it transcends just a folk music genre and it encompasses the entire music field. He has an album, which we'll tell you some more about its uniquity as the show progresses. The album out now is called Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. That pretty much says it all. Here's the title tune, Bob Shane and Simple Gifts.
Though the gift be small and simple, if the wish is wise, just the simple gift of giving makes you warm inside. Though the thought is ever fleeting, if a thought at all, remember all the mighty big things started out small. So if you've a gift worth giving, let it be your smile. Let it be the kindly word that makes the stranger stop a while. Let it be a simple gift then, if the wish is wide. Just a simple gift of giving makes you warm inside. So if you've a gift worth giving, let it be your smile. Kindly gift then, if the wish is wide? Just a simple gift of giving makes you warm inside.
Beautiful tune written by Rod McEwen, the poet and songwriter, title tune of the new Bob Shane album, The Lost Solo Sessions, Simple Gifts. John Bon Jovial, come on aboard and say hello.
And good day to you, my good friend, the David Bowers. An observation or an augmentation, if you will, to some of your comments prior to this song. One of the greatest gifts of all, of course, is a simple gift. And I think this is one of the things that Bob Shane did for music, did for the world. And his message of hope was always there, whether it was, I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar or something like simple gifts. To say that he was an icon is an overused and abused term, but there's really nothing that can describe him other than being just that. He was an icon, and he was one of the most phenomenally talented men that I've ever met. And I thank you, and I've thanked you many times over the years for giving me the honor of introducing me to him all those years ago and going over to his home and having dinner with him. Yes, David and I went over to Bob Shane's house. We had dinner with him one night. We talked music. We talked politics. We talked all kinds of things. And what a wonderful, down-to-earth man. And it was such a phenomenal experience. So whenever I hear anything by the Kingston Trio today, that's all I can think about was that amazing meeting that I had with a truly amazing man. It was great. And I'm so glad that we're doing this show today. Because there's so much.
I am too.
It's going to be a great, great program.
It is. And we're really, it's unfortunate that Bob Shane could not be here with us to do the show, but we wanted to do the salute anyway. And we'll talk more about his album and perhaps some of the stories. I had the pleasure of accidentally running into Bob Shane. I was working in the Phoenix area, and Bob Shane appeared at my job one day, and I recognized him at first, but didn't, and it wasn't until he was leaving that that's who that is, because I knew who it was, but just wouldn't come to me. And anyway, long story short, I contacted him by email, and we got in touch, and struck up a friendship that's lasted all these years. And yes, I was more than happy to have you come out and spend some time with Bob, John. And
it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It was a memorable day. It really was.
John and I have a thing when we get together. We usually try to do something different for each other to make to make each get together a little bit special. And when John came out to Arizona that year, I had been talking to Bob Shane, and I asked him if perhaps he might, stop and have coffee and we could get together or something. And he says, let me know when your buddy's here. I'll give you my address and you can come over to the house and we'll have an evening together. And we did that. And it was a wonderful evening.
It was a wonderful
evening. Bob is a talker. He has got some of the greatest stories to tell, and it's a pleasure to sit and talk with Bob and listen to the stories about how the trio got started. Him telling us that they got started as three young guys up in San Francisco, who decided to form a singing group so that they could meet girls.
And I remember that, yeah.
Then they decided they needed to make a little money, so they went out and started playing the clubs. They wound up at the Hungry Eye, and as the trite saying goes, the rest is history. They were discovered and became, they became an originator for the Grammy Awards, because the year after Tom Dooley, they were nominated for a Grammy Award, and there was not a folk music category, so they were placed in the country music category, and Bob still has the Grammy. They won the first country music Grammy Award that was ever presented, which I think is kind of humorous when you stop and think about it. Looking back, they are not country, but that kind of leads into where we're at with this album, because Bob had mentioned to me, as has his wife, Bobby, that Bob had always wanted to do a country album. And of course, with the success of the Kingston Trio in the folk music genre, that opportunity didn't really present itself to him. But he went into the studio in the 60s, the late 60s, not 67, 68, and he went in and recorded some tracks with a country tinge to them. They were really, today we would consider them crossover. They really bordered on folk, country, and crossover to pop. And some of these tunes on this album reflect that. But these tracks were on cassettes, on old cassette recordings. And for those of you youngins in the audience, cassettes were a form of tape recording, and when you used to record on magnetic tapes, and there were little rectangular plastic boxes that you stuck into a cassette player.
And you looked at them wrong, they'd break.
Oh, yeah. And oh, those tapes would get caught, would get pulled out. The rollers would stick to the tapes, and they'd pull it out. And you sit there. Anybody that's used them for any amount of time at all has sat there with a pencil twirling them to pull the tape back inside and hoping that the wrinkles will go out. Oh, yeah. All the stories. But the album is drawn from those two cassette tapes. Amazing that they were able to get the quality after all these years. They were, for those of you who follow country music to any degree over the last 40, 50 years, there was a group that was big in the 60s and early 70s, the Glazer Brothers, Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. Well, they went and opened their own studio in Nashville, the Glazer Brothers Studio, which was it was unique in its own right, because not only was it a recording studio, they had everything. They had a production facility. They had a publishing house. They had a an advertising and marketing venue. They even had a department to make album covers there. So it was quite an establishment and exists to this day. And the people at the Glazer Brothers Studios remastered these old tape songs, and consequently, we were able to listen to the unreleased solo tracks that Bob Chain laid down in the late 60s. 21 tracks on this album. There are 18 tracks and 3 bonus tracks. And obviously, we're not going to get to play anywhere near all of them today, but we're going to try to get 4 or 5 or 6 of them in here and share them with you. John.
Yeah, you know, there's the thing that got to me while I was listening to this record is that this was recorded in 68, 69, and this at the same time was pretty much approaching the height of popularity of the Kingston Trio. And so while Bob had his career with the Kingston Trio, he was also at maybe arguably the height of his talent. Maybe he hadn't peaked yet. Did this, and I'll be honest with you, there's a few cuts on there that I didn't like, but the vast majority of them I did, and there was one on there which was, you know, so nice to hear a different take on Scotch and Soda, which I believe we'll be getting to later.
That, we're going to definitely play that. Yes.
It was, you know, it was just a pleasure to listen to it, to be able to do the mental A-B comparison in my head.
Absolutely. And Jim Moran, who's the co-host of KPFK-FM's Roots Music and Beyond, did the liner notes on this album, and among the notes that he, there's a lot of information in these notes, and among them, he says, the tracks that emerged from those sessions with Bob are not surprisingly deeply satisfying and often stunningly effective. He goes on to say, Bob has always been an intuitive vocalist, one who knew how to modulate his tone and timbre to suit the demands of the tunes he was singing and use his powerful voice as an instrument in recording and performance fully as much as his guitar. And that voice has frequently been described as a whiskey baritone, probably because of the association with the famous song that John just mentioned, Scotch and Soda, which became his trademark song. As I said, we'll be playing that in a little while, but first we're going to go to another tune that is off the album, and I'll get the cue sheet up here so I know, so I can attempt to pronounce this. As many of you know, Bob was originally from Hawaii and has carried on and dear love of his home state and home area all these years. And one of the songs on the album is a salute to that love of Hawaii, and it's called Papua A'ilo.
Ikanuku, e lave mai. Ika mea ho, ho ka haina, hae a haina. Mahi no na kupuna mai, ae hele pualoa ke ala hele na ka hau pau hau. Ae hele pualoa ke ala hele na ka hau pau hau. Ko aloha, ko aloha, kau mea nui. He makana, he makana, naka puwai. Ko aloha, kau mea nui. He makana, he makana, naka puwai, naka puwai. Ikanuku, e lave mai. Ika mea ho, ho, ka haina, hea haina. Mahi no na kupuna mai, ai hele pualoa, ke ala hele na ka hau pau hau. Ai hele pualoa, ke ala hele na ka hau pau hau.
There you go. And for those of you who remember the oldies, you may remember a tune that later became Pearly Shells by Don Ho, who actually made a career off of that song, opened his own club over in Hawaii, and was a major fixture simply because of that one song as far as most of the United States was concerned, although he did do a lot of other music. The title refers to Shells of Iwa, which is the city on the beach in Oahu. It's located in the Iwa District, in the city and county of Honolulu, along the leeward or southern coast of Oahu in Hawaii. And that's the background of Papua O'iwa. Hopefully I said that close to right. If not, feel free to send me those cards and emails, and we will acknowledge that on a future show. But we want to acknowledge our friends and listeners around the world, including you, and also including, of course, Mary Perry, who's an accredited disability representative in Rochester, New York, and underwrites the broadcast of the David Bowers Awards on Rochester Free Radio, WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. And of course, a salute to all of our friends back there in Rochester who listen to us through the courtesy of WRFZ, Rochester Free Radio, WRFZ FM. Thank you so much. And thank you to the good folks at Rochester Free Radio for carrying the David Bowers Awards this week, saluting Bob Shane, the sole surviving original member of the Kingston Trio, a legendary group that's, well, it caused a rebirth of folk music in the United States that ultimately led to a whole bunch of careers, not the least of which were Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and many others. And to this day, folk music is a part of American popular music, in large part due to the resurgence created by the Kingston Trio back in the, well, actually, late 50s when they started. And that great old classic, Tom Dooley. I remember getting together with the guys when we graduated high school, our high school graduation, walking down the streets of Rome, New York, after the celebration on our way home, singing Tom Dooley at some ungodly hour, and somehow we managed not to get arrested. I don't know. But Bob had always wanted to record a country album, as I told you, and some pop songs. 50 years later, he finally has one. This one's been remastered from those two 50-year-old cassette tapes found in a drawer, re-recorded in the late, well, it was recorded originally at the Glazer Brothers Studios, 68-69. One of the songs, well, a couple of the songs on the album you'll recognize as Kingston Trio songs. The Sin, for example, is one of them, and that's on the album as well. And if you're a Kingston Trio fan, you definitely have to have this album in your collection. It's the penultimate frosting on the cake. Absolutely. No two ways about it. And we are so, so happy and honored to be able to do this show with this album.
I remember years ago, of course, it was very big in Boston, getting Poor Charlie off the MTA. Give us one more nickel. Charlie just kept riding, and to this day probably still is riding on the MTA, but vote for George O'Malley, probably one of the first. Yeah, right. Probably one of the very first political songs, but it was, yeah, that was, and, you know, it was amazing, the coverage that that got on local AM radio in Boston. As a kid, I remember hearing it on WMEX, which was the local top 40 station at the time, long before WRKO came along. And also on, it crossed over to MOR, which was WHDH, which was the station that my mom and dad listened to. You know, that was that old person station where they played Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra.
Lawrence Welk and Tommy Dorsey.
Yeah, and I can remember hearing it on both stations. But, yeah, the Kingston Trio, especially Bob Shane, have been a big part of so many people's lives, both, you know, from a musician's point of view, but also from yours and my point of view, David, and that would be, of course, as radio people and playing their music.
Absolutely.
On the radio and being able to identify certain songs of theirs with certain stations where we worked, with certain people that we could identify with, both that we loved and hated. But always the Kingston Trio was a constant at a lot of these stations. And I can remember working, this was after you and I met when we both worked at WQYK in Tampa. And I can remember working at WIRK, the Country K in West Palm Beach. And we played his music. Their music, the Kingston Trio, and this was back in the mid-70s, and it was very popular, very, very much in demand, so it was in high rotation as an oldie. Any of their songs, Tom Dooley, Greenback Dollar, even Charlie on the MTA, all got airplay.
Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I know they did for a lot of years. If I'm not mistaken, the Metropolitan Transit Authority in Boston still has a Charlie token that you can buy for transportation on the MTA. It's been a
fixture. Yes, I believe they do.
It has become a fixture and is a part of Boston folklore. Poor Charlie is still riding the MTA somewhere. A fantastic album. We're going to get to another track here in just a moment. Some of the tracks that we're not going to be playing, just so that you you have an idea, there are some fantastic tracks. Shel Silverstein's Ballad of Lucy Jordan is on here, and Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now. Bob also does Mickey Newberry's How's the Weather, and Tim Harden's Don't Make Promises. And as a matter of fact, they also do another Tim Harden song, Lady Came from Baltimore. And another one that I'm just in love with is Johnny Hartford's A Simple Thing Is Love is on here as well. And also, well, we're going to play some more music because that's the best way to appreciate the album. This one coming up here is called I Don't Think of You Anymore. It's a Bobby Russell song. Here it is.
I don't think of you anymore, and I don't miss your soft touch, that's for sure. I've forgotten your warm and tender kiss. Tell the truth, I couldn't care less. I don't hear your name in the wind, and I don't wonder when I see your friend. I don't care where you go, 'cause I know where you've been. Don't even think about you now and then. I look at a picture that I had of you, and I laugh till I almost cry. So it's very plain to see I don't think of you anymore, at least not from the standpoint of my pride. I don't hear your name in the wind, and I don't wonder when I see your friends. I don't care where you're going, 'cause I know where you've been.
Don't think about you now and then.
Who am I kidding?
Don't think about you anymore.
I'm not forgetting, and I don't think about you anymore.
Bob Sheen from his solo album, Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. He also does Bobby Russell's Honey is on the album, as well as a Bee Gees song, Country Lane, and some other fantastic cuts. You've got to get it. It's Bob Sheen, Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions, and it's available right now all over the place. If you cannot find it through your local distributors or online, drop me a line and I'll tell you how you can get it directly from the source, because it's available through Bob Sheen as well. And be happy to pass that information along to you. Bob Sheen, Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. We're saluting Mr. Bob Sheen all day on the show today. And, with a couple of more serious cuts coming up, and I say serious because they have their message songs that have a thematic message that is probably a little deeper than some of the tracks, which a lot of which deal with love and everyday things like that. The next track we're going to play is a very special track that deals with the aging process and Alzheimer's, the loss of memory, and it's a very, very important cut in that respect. This is a studio version that Bob did back in the late 60s of a tune called The Dutchman.
Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes.
Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals. He calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Unforgiving streets trip him though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and calls her name.
Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Windmills whirl the winter wind. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. Hums a line or two. They hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out.
Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
The Dutchman, Bob Shane, formerly with the Kingston Trio. That's from his new solo album, Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. And some great tracks on there. We're going to be playing a couple more before we leave here. And again, our apologies. It's unfortunate that Bob Shane couldn't be here with us today. And we do want to take a moment to salute all the people that put in their time and efforts on this album, because it was a labor of love, and there are a lot of people that dedicated time and effort to this. So for all the people who worked on this from the original recordings in the late 1960s to those who rescued the tracks within the last year or so, it's an effort that you guys can be proud of. And for those of us who have loved and followed Bob Shane's work for all these years, it's, as they say in the liner notes, a musical feast to sample and savor. And for everyone, a reintroduction to just what a masterful musician and singer Bob Shane has always been. And we are so grateful to have been able to share his talents over the years, from the early years of the Kingston Trio right up to the present. And as we mentioned, alluded to a little while ago, John and I have had the pleasure of getting to meet and spend some time with him. And it was really neat because he was able to show us a lot of the souvenirs from the Kingston Trio days, the gold records, and it was neat to see and actually to touch
the Grammys,
the frame that the gold record was in.
And his Grammys. Well. And, oh, sure, yeah.
And his original Kingston Trio guitar. It's really the Arizona Republic newspaper out of Phoenix did a feature on him. I remember as I spoke with the lady from the Arizona Republic, and she had wanted to get in touch with Bob. So I sort of, I got a hold of Bob to see if he was interested in talking with her. He said yes, so I got the two of them together, and she did a very nice piece here a few years ago. I would say it was probably, 2006, somewhere back in that era, and she did a very nice piece. If you can find that with the Arizona Republic's morgue, you'll see some pictures of the of Bob's souvenirs, and it's really neat because he was able to keep all of them. There's a lot of stories of what he did, where he went, things they did back in the day. One of the things that I know that I was really, really interested in was when they opened up their own nightclub up along the California coast. I believe it was south of Frisco, but they went and they ran the club for quite some time. And finally, two of the guys decided they wanted out. They didn't want to be tied down to this nightclub anymore. And Bob told me that he says it was one of the smartest damn decisions I ever made. He bought the other two guys out and owned the place completely. And I don't remember how long he kept it, but it has since moved on to other owners. But he was very successful in that respect because he did manage to turn a couple of bucks off of that, and it was quite a story. A lot of stories about the old days and the people he met, the other stars that they intermingled with, and stories about their music. Like, for example, this next track that we're going to play, and this one, if you listen to the lyrics real closely, it's a neat, light, breezy calypso type of song, and when you listen to it, you're going to wonder how they got how they tied in any Mexican expressions with a calypso song. But listen closely to the lyrics, and you will hear that it's actually musical history of the Kingston Trio.
And this is Every Inch of the Way.
I think we're coming at you again.
Buenos dias, compadres. My guitar I played just for fun, but people said we were a phenomenon. So we took our name from a Jamaica town and turned the scene all upside down.
We were singing every inch of the way.
We started young, a calypso band, but soon our sound swept the land,
singing every inch of the way.
When I began roller coaster ride, Nikki and Dave were by my side.
We were singing every inch of the way.
Well, we live life a little over the line, singing every inch of the way. It's a life we choose, we like it fine, singing every inch of the way. We never look back, we never ask why. When we go to work, we go to play, 'cause this poor boy was bound to fly. Every little inch, every inch of the way. Well, scotch and soda was good to me.
We don't give a damn about no green dollar.
Also, Metro Transit Authority.
We were riding every inch of the way.
But the guy who started this long journey,
back to back, belly to belly,
was poor Tom Dooley at the tree.
He was hanging every inch of the way.
So I thank you from deep in my heart.
Hey, Ma, it's been too cool
that you let me
sing right from the start.
You let me sing every inch of the way.
Oh, what's a poor boy like me to do?
Hey, man, it's been too cool.
But play guitar, sing for you.
From we were singing every inch of the way.
Well, we live life a little over the line, singing every inch of the way. It's the life we choose, we like it fine, singing every inch of the way. We never look back, we never ask why. When we go to work, we go to play. Cause this poor boy was bound to fly. Every little inch,
every inch of the way. Singing every inch of the way. Singing every inch of the way. Nuki. I hear it now.
And there you have it, Every Inch of the Way, Bob Shane. The album is Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. And we are just so thrilled to be able to share the album with you and a few of the tracks. Since the tracks are a little shorter than the contemporary tracks, we're probably going to be able to slip in a couple of more songs before we go. There's 21 songs on the album, 18, and then the three bonus tracks, and you can get them right now. They are available. John Bon Jovial has something he'd like to add.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that when you get an occasion like this, and when you get a record like this, a record, a CD, call it what you will, with 21 songs on it, done by a musician, which I don't think anybody would argue is quality. I mean, of course he's a quality musician. It makes me long for the old days when you and I did a two-hour show so we could just double the amount of music that we're playing. And I really wish that we could do that on an occasion like this, because this is the kind of thing that some of these young up-and-coming musicians who in their own right are superbly talented would just, I think, could probably listen to this guy and think 50 years ago this was recorded with crude technology compared to today, yet it is so clean and so superb and so well-crafted, and maybe be able to use this as an influence or as a... the word escapes me. Help me here.
I'm not sure the word you're looking for, but I understand the the thought train you're on there, and you're absolutely right. Yes, it's definitely inspirational in that respect, and I agree with you 100% there.
Inspirational, that's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
There you go. Yeah. Again, stealing from the liner notes of the album, they mentioned the fact that Bob Shane's dipping into the country pop sound is both comfortably familiar and arrestingly original for him. It's a side of Bob Shane that many of us have never really heard. Tracks were rescued, as we said, after a half century on analog tape, and then they were taken to Sweetwater Studios under the watchful direction of Jeff McDonald, who himself is a lifelong Bob Shane fan. And he worked with very closely with Bob's wife, Bobby, to select the tracks and, of course, the order they were going to be put on and everything else that they needed to do. And with definite respect to Bob's professionalism, which I think shows through in everything from the early Kingston Trio songs right up to these and the other more recent song that he has done, his professionalism. It just shines through like a bright shining light in the night. It's easily notable. Noted engineer and producer Ron Fermanek was brought in to supply the mixes on a couple of the cuts: Weeping Analia, Simple Gifts, of course, Less of Me, and Papua Aoewa. And it's just such a masterful mix, even to the old Kingston Trio song, The Sen, from their early days, about the about the city of France on the River Seine and the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which has been in the news recently. And it's just such a listenable album. I can't stop listening to it. We want to salute everyone who worked on that, on this album. Bob, of course, sang lead and harmony. And background vocals were provided by the Glazer Brothers, Jim Ratz on Every Inch of the Way, Jeff McDonald, and Nathan Hieronymus on The Dutchman and Every Inch of the Way. Bob Shane was executive producer along with Jeff McDonald. And for engineering credits, Nicholas Morrow and Dave Martin at Sweetwater Studios in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Also, they thank Alan Shaw, who supplied a couple of the old Decca 45s. For those of you who are not familiar with that, they were little round plastic records that had a large hole in the center of them, and you put them on what we used to call a record player, and the needle tracked in the groove, and that's how you heard your music. As a matter of fact, I remember my dad didn't like me playing records when I went to bed at night, probably partly because of the fact that I would fall asleep and leave them tracking in the grooves. So I can remember going to bed on more than one night and playing records, including Kingston Trio records, and playing them without the volume turned up. I was listening purely to the vibration sounds. And if you've ever tracked a record without the volume turned up, listen real closely, and you can hear the music.
Yes,
quality isn't quite quality isn't really the best, but in my case, it served a purpose. So we want to thank all of the people who worked on this, and also Jim Moran for his liner notes, which we have freely borrowed from because they are they're just so appropriate and so complete. Thanks to all the people, and of course to Kingston Trio Music Publishing for their cooperation and support in this production too. We're going to move on to another song here, and I know that won't break your hearts. This is one that's a personal favorite of mine, and it was done by Glenn Campbell, and I loved it when Glenn Campbell did. I think it's a personal favorite of mine as far as Glenn Campbell is concerned, too. I just love the song when it's done right. It is a beautiful and classic song. Glenn Campbell wrote it. Bob Shane does it on the album Simple Gifts. It's called Less of Me.
Let me be a little kinder, let me be a little blinder to the faults of those about me, let me praise a little more. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery, think a little more of others, and a little less of me. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. think a little more of others and a little less of me.
Bob Shane from his newest album, Simple Gifts, the Lost Solo Sessions with Glenn Campbell's Less of Me. I have always loved that song, and I just think it's one of those classic songs. There are some songs that they may not be the greatest commercial success. They may not be indicative of anything other than the fact that they are just classic in their own nature, and that's one of those songs. That, to me, it's a classic. John?
How can you argue with that? The Glenn Campbell version of it, of course, is wonderful. It's marvelous, as so many of Glenn Campbell's songs were, Wichita Lineman and et cetera, et cetera. But I think that Bob lends his expertise to this and his vision to it to make it something that, maybe you couldn't have imagined. But then when you listen to it, it's like, well, yeah, of course, that's just a natural. There are certain songs that I have always felt should never be covered by anybody but the originator of that song. But then somebody like Bob Shane will come along and blow that theory out of the water. And I think he does it with this.
I have to agree with you on that one. And it has been a privilege and pleasure for me to have met and gotten to know Mr. Bob Shane. And I hope that I get to know him for many years to come. We are so happy to have had this opportunity to share this record. We want to thank all the people involved in the production of the album. And I want to take a moment, just a moment, to thank very deeply and sincerely once again Bob Shane, his lovely wife Bobby, for sharing this with us and allowing us to present it to you, our listeners. Thank you so much, Bob and Bobby. That's about it for this week. We have another show, of course, coming up next week, and you'll have to stop in and find out who we've got on as guests next week. For all of us here at the David Bowers Awards, our thanks to you, our listeners, without whom there would not be a the David Bowers Awards. John Bon Jovial, I think it's time for you to take us home.
I will take us home, but I think wasn't there one more song that we wanted to play? Just one more tune? I mean, I don't know about you, but I could use a drink right about now.
You know what? How could we? We could never end this show without the classic penultimate Bob Shane song. Here it is, slightly different than you may remember. Bob Shane. Scotch and soda.
So belly up to the bar, boys and girls.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high? Try my genie, shaker of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh, my. Do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? give me loving, baby, I feel all I need is one of your smiles, the sunshine of your eyes, oh me, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
The one and only Bob Shane from his newest album, Simple Gifts, The Lost Solo Sessions. Thank you for joining us. For those of you listening to us on Rochester Free Radio on Saturday noon, stay tuned now for Rockin' Steve Litvak's Rock and Roll Rumble, followed by Armand Spins with Armand and Eric Schaubrock. John Bon Jovial, now it's time to take us home.
Sure is. Well, my thirst has been quenched. Hey, folks, you've done it again. You spent another perfectly good hour listening to some quality music, and today it really was. And we thank you very much for being with us. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. And we are available for free on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also find us anywhere that you download your favorite podcast, whether it's music or interviews. That's where you're going to find the David Bowers Awards. Be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturdays, 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3. That's Rochester Free Radio. And, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. United Universal Time Coordinate, that's UTC, for more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it happen. So until next week, for the David Bowers and Nick, our marvelous geeky engineer, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, thanking you very much for joining us. Love each other, and we will see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.